540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. NASA's watching a massive asteroid this hour that's set to pass pretty close to Earth. Here's CBS's Stacy Lynn.
This thing is huge. It's estimated to measure up to 360 feet in diameter. That's bigger than both London's Big Ben and New York's Statue of Liberty. The asteroid will make its closest approach to Earth around 3:52 p.m. Eastern time, traveling up to 29,000 miles per hour.
But chances of it hitting us are still extremely low. The other big story this hour is that big debt ceiling meeting at the White House. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says spending cuts have been a sticking point.
How much is too much? We have now borrowed more than $1 trillion this year. That's the fastest we've ever accumulated that much debt that quickly. How much is too much?
President Biden's now rethinking his G7 trip to Japan to deal with those debt issues. Meantime, a Senate panel is hearing testimony from tech leaders about the dangers of artificial intelligence. Sam Altman's company created ChatGPT.
I think if this technology goes wrong, it can go quite wrong. And we want to be vocal about that. We want to work with the government to prevent that from happening.
Survivors are talking about yesterday's random shooting in Farmington, New Mexico. CBS's Donya Backus.
So I went outside to see what was going on, and then I just heard multiple rounds start going off.
Lacey Wallraven lives nearby. She says shootings have happened before in the neighborhood.
Hurts that it keeps happening in the same area and again and again.
The shooter killed three people before he was killed by police. Former President Obama spoke exclusively with CBS Mornings today about the impact of these constant mass shootings in the U.S.
We may disagree on gun violence in terms of what the best prescriptions are, but we can't deny the data that says the United States has levels of gun violence that are 5, 10, 15 times more than other countries.
There have been more than 200 mass shootings so far this year. A shocking new study out today in the Journal of the American Medical Association finds a deaths disparity among black people. CBS's Matt Piper explains.
Over the last 20 years, the study says the black population in the U.S. suffered 1.6 million excess deaths and 80 million years of life lost due to increased mortality risk relative to that of the white population. Dr. Cesar Carabello is with the Yale School of Medicine.
Black people experience higher barriers to healthcare, including affordability of care, and having, on average, worse health than the white population.
He says infant mortality, heart disease, and cancer were leading causes. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
Transform yourself and your fitness routine with Soulful Fitness in Brown Deer. With 25 years of experience, Lisa and her team at Soulful Fitness offer personal training in a variety of classes, including nutrition, kickboxing, boot camps, and yoga. You'll find a private, personalized atmosphere that caters to all fitness levels, from personal training sessions to virtual classes and everywhere in between. For fitness that's personal, visit soulfulfitness.com. That's SOLFUL fitness.com.
Democracy doesn't have to be boring. Founded by revolutionary German exiles in 1853, the Milwaukee Turners at Turner Hall offer gymnastics, rock climbing, yoga, meaningful forums, training, and countless ways to have fun and matter to Milwaukee. Whether you hang upside down or hang out, they've got you covered. Membership is only $35 a year. Be a part of Milwaukee's past, present, and future. Visit them at MilwaukeeTurners.org. That's MilwaukeeTurners.org. Or find them on Facebook or Instagram.
Horizon Healthcare helps individuals recover from the devastating effects of mental illness and drug dependency. They're currently seeking a first shift office administrative assistant to join their Waukesha team. Qualifications include a high school diploma and basic computer skills. Starting pay is $18 per hour. Contact Tiffany Sanchez now at 414-841-2972. That's 414-841-2972. Join the Horizon Healthcare team today. Contact Tiffany Sanchez at 414-841-2972.
The four most dreaded words.
My computer is down.
Oh boy, that bites. Remain sane. PC It Back Together will fix the pain. Rated number one PC doctor in Southeast Wisconsin. Great service, great rates, and fast service with no trip charge. Experts with PCs, laptops, network servers, protection, backups, and can even help you remotely. Click PCItBack.com or call us at 262-706-3235. That's 262-706-3235. Remain sane. We fix the pain.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
A no-holds-barred political conversation. That's Matt Flynn Direct.
Anybody running against Trump, if he calls them a nasty name, they should hit him back twice as hard. This is not the Marcus of Queensberry gentleman's rules anymore. In politics, certainly not in the Republican Party. Hit him hard.
Matt Flynn Direct. Weekday afternoons from 3 until 4 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app. Log on civicmedia.us.
Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media Radio.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you statewide and civic media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke. Unless and until you know history, you're going right to the front lines of history in the making. And one of the most important meetings, congressional and executive leadership, that's going to occur, is occurring right now. They're set for 3 p.m. Eastern. That's 2 p.m. Central. In other words, they're about an hour into it if they stayed on schedule. And this is a meeting between Joe Biden and the leadership of the House and the Senate. That would be Moscow Mitch and Chuck Schumer in the Senate. Chuck Schumer, the majority leader. Moscow Mitch, the minority leader. And in the House, Kevin McCarthy, the speaker, and Hakeem Jeffries, the minority leader. So it's the five of them. Directly, no staff. It's just direct. Now, this is on the debt limit. The debt limit, Janet Yellen, the Secretary of the Treasury, has advised that we may have to stop paying our bills, default. In effect, that's a form of bankruptcy. On June 1. Could be a week later or 2 weeks later, but it's not going to be much more than that, and it could very well be June 1. And today is May 16. That means 15 days from now. Joe Biden is planning on leaving shortly for Japan for the G7 conference. The House is going to be on recess from May 26 to June 5th, and the Senate's going to be in recess from May 22nd to the 29th. This is going to take, if they come to an agreement, legislation, and then it's going to have to pass. People cannot vote remotely. The Republican Party is pushing this right up to the brink. Let me tell you, I'm going to review very quickly why we got to this place and what some of the measures that are being taken to try to hold it off, but ultimately what I think is going to happen. Remember something. This is not about new spending. The House and the Senate, bipartisan passed legislation, including soft infrastructure, hard infrastructure, including legislation when Trump was president. He put in almost $8 trillion of debt. Everything else, the CHIPS Act, everything else passed. Biden signed it. Trump signed it when he was president. And the government issued bonds, treasury bonds. If you have a 401k, or if you're a teacher of 403B, you almost certainly have some of those bonds in your portfolio. When the U.S. issues bonds, they are the most sacred bonds in the world. Everybody takes them for granted. That's why we pay very little interest, because people are holding on to it. And some of the favorite bonds are 90-day bonds. They used to go for 0.9%, 0.9 of 1% of interest. Because the Republicans are screwing around, 90-day bonds now are 5.5%. They've cost us tens of billions of dollars in interest for no reason. Because what the Republicans are saying, well, we need a second vote. Yes, we voted for this stuff. Yes, every Republican congressman in the country ran around boasting to his constituents, hey, I got us a bridge here in southern Alabama. I got us a bridge here in Texas. But now they don't want to pay for it unless Biden on his own agrees to cut maybe $4 trillion at a future spending that would include Social Security, the military, salaries, lay people off, get rid of the big chunk of the IRS so they can't do audits. Now, Biden says, no, we're not going to do that. As we bump up to June 1st, I think, and Biden has actually mentioned this, that under the 14th Amendment of the Constitution, this so-called second vote, in other words, after the Congress votes for certain, after the Congress votes for certain spending, and it passes, and the president signs it, you can't require a second vote as a matter of constitutional law, because the 14th Amendment that was passed in 1868 said that the full faith and credit of the United States, including pensions, shall not be questioned. And you can look on Social Security as covered by that pension statement. Now, there are a lot of tricks going on. I'm going to tell you what some of these tricks are. There are some of the more moderate Democrats have gone to McCarthy and said, look, you need 218 votes to raise the debt limit. We will give you 213 of them. You only need five Republicans. The Republicans are scared. They won't give them to you. But what we will do, if one of your hacks brings a motion to vacate the chair, remember when McCarthy was negotiating with the Marjorie Taylor Greens and the Matt Gaetzes and the real sociopaths in the Republican Party, he had to agree that any one of them could bring a motion to vacate the chair. It used to take 20, 30% of the Congress. Motion to vacate the chair. But the motion to vacate the chair requires a certain number of votes. And the Democrats said, we can at least block that. So we will support you in your chairmanship. You will have 150, 180, even 200 moderate Republicans, and we'll give you all the votes you need. Keep you a speaker. Keep you a speaker. If you just do a clean debt limit extension, and then we can talk about the budget. That is very much a possibility. Unfortunately for McCarthy, it weakens him. It's called a slow suicide because then he will look unreliable as a Republican. There are also ongoing discussions between the moderate Democrats and some moderate Republicans where at the 11th hour, five Republicans would sign on to a discharge petition. Discharge petition would say, all right, let's have this debt limit bill go out there clean, and the Republicans would give five votes, the moderates, and it would pass. But none of that is certain. And remember something. Every day that goes by, investors, and I'm talking big investors, foreign governments and others who buy our paper, want more interest because they figure we're acting like a banana republic, like a third world nation. It's costing us a lot of money. Now, there's this meeting going on this afternoon. Janet Yellen said, if we default, it will mean a recession. You can forget about home ownership if you want to buy a home for a couple of years. You remember back in the 2008, 2009 meltdown? You couldn't buy a home after that for a while. There were a lot of banks wouldn't lend you money. They were frightened. Your 401k would take a hit. If you had it all in equities, it'll drop 45%. That's what it did back in 2008 and 2009. If you're thinking of retiring anytime soon, good luck. Good luck. Joe Biden just announced about half an hour ago that he is reconsidering his flight to Japan for the G7. He said the G7 is very important, but the debt limit extension is even more important. And he will stay at the controls of the ship, thank God. Now, I see you on the lines. We're going to get to the line shortly, but I want to say something else. What disgusts me, is the Republicans who are standing by to stick a knife in the back of the United States and the back of our military. Take Gallagher of this state. Gallagher is a veteran. I'm a veteran. So I respect his service. He got himself set up as chairman of the China Committee, the Chinese Communist Committee, saying they're our enemies. He's right. But is that a fake committee? Is his support of our military fake? He said, well, we can't cut military spending, but he is about to cut all spending because there will be not a debt limit extension if McCarthy tells them to vote a certain way. Let me tell you something. We have entered into a new treaty with Australia that everybody supported. We're going to give them submarines to keep an eye on the Chi-Coms, the Chinese communists. Gallagher will knife that funding. Gallagher will knife the Navy. There's a guy named Van Orden over in La Crosse. Van Orden is a Navy guy. I'm a Navy guy. Respect his service. Van Orden says we got to support the Navy. But Van Orden will stick a knife in the back of the Navy if McCarthy tells him to. If McCarthy tells him to. We're going to go quick to the lines. There's a lot of you on the lines. I'm going to get to you what I can. This segment, do not hang up. I'll get after you right after this. Kurt of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Kurt?
I'm glad you're talking about this. Not to diminish your show, but Tom Hartman, all you have to do is Google Tom Hartman, two Santa Clauses. You know this. I know this. Many of us that are older know this, that this stunt has been pulled by the Republicans, oh my God, probably all the way back. I'm guessing it started with Reagan Gingrich was in power. So right. They have used the model over and over again to spend like drunken sailors, basically break the machine. They lose the election, Democrats get back in power, and then they point the finger for all everything being broken on the Democrats.
Let me tell you something. In 2011, they did this. In 2011, and we ended up having our rating drop from AAA to AA. Cost us a hell of a lot in interest, and they do it whenever there's a Democrat. Gingrich did do this back in the 90s. In 2011, because of Obama, they did it then. Even Moscow Mitch came up with something. I rarely endorse anything Moscow Mitch said. Moscow Mitch said, this is ridiculous. Quote, why don't we just let the president raise the debt limit anytime it's necessary to keep the country going, as long as we've already voted for the spending, but then let Congress require a two-thirds majority to overrule the president if something funny is going on. That's a terrific idea. Terrific idea. If the president, his Treasury Secretary, believes that we have to extend it, why not? Because you guys already voted for it and I signed it, he says. Just extend it. Then, if you get a president in there, a weirdo, something funny is going on, the House and the Senate get together like an impeachment and they go, two-thirds, no way. We're not going to do it. You're not going to do it. But in the meantime, you're going to have Social Security payments stop, payments to Medicare doctors stop, and they're going to give IOUs. You're going to get your money for Social Security in October or November, not in June. A lot of people go month to month on Social Security. We've got to go to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. Do not hang up. Get back to you right after the break.
Tell them that God's gonna cut you down. Tell them that God's gonna cut you down. Tell them that God's gonna cut you down. Gonna cut you down. Tell them that God's gonna cut you down. Tell them that God's gonna cut you down. Gonna cut you down.
Accidents can be life-changing, no matter how careful you are. But with Gingras Thompson and Wachs, you're not alone. For decades, they've been fighting for the rights of people just like you. They'll let you focus on your recovery while they handle the legal complexities. If you or a loved one has been hurt or killed due to someone else's negligence, contact them now. You may deserve compensation.
All in to win. Gingras, Thompson, and Fox. GTWLawyers.com.
Feeling down, anxious, depressed? You are not alone. According to the World Health Organization, approximately 280 million people have depression, but the majority never receive treatment. At WellPoint Care Network, they can help. Their outpatient clinic staff are both qualified and caring, not to mention highly trained in partnering with you on your healing journey. Make an appointment today at wellpointcare.org. They serve all ages, infants, children, and adults. Both in-person and virtual services are available. Learn more at wellpointcare.org.
Hello? I'm a Marine.
No matter how you served.
My buddies from the Army are all gone now. I'm really alone.
No matter what you're going through.
I keep getting calls about the bills, and I'm trying to get a job. I feel so stuck.
We are here for you. If you or a veteran in your life is experiencing thoughts of suicide, dial 988, then press 1 to reach the Veterans Crisis Line.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
Low is around 40 tonight, under mainly clear skies, northeasterly winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Tomorrow, high of 60, partly cloudy skies tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 41. High temperatures reach up to 73 Thursday, under mainly clear skies, 68 Friday, chance for scattered rain showers. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 75.
Welcome back to Methlin Director. Lines are open at 844-967-2789. I'm going right to the lines. There are four of you. I can get you in this segment if you keep your comments to under about a minute and a half. I'm going to take you in order. Don't hang up. Wisco Paul, my friend, your first what's in your mind today. Wisco Paul.
Good afternoon, Matt. If there's anything beyond stupid, this is it. There shouldn't even be a debt limit. I'll go one step further than Mitch. It's money that's already spent. You want to talk about programs going forth, so be it. But this money's already been spent, and the Republicans already doled out the tax cuts. So this is ludicrous. But I'll say one thing about the Democrats. You have two things you stand for sure. Me is that you're for the working man, the union man. That's cool. But also the other two are Social Security and Medicare. Any cuts to them is off the table. Off the table. Otherwise, you know, move over and look for a third party or something, but you got to stand firm on them two programs. And that's my comments. Thanks, bye.
Excellent comments. Thanks for calling. John of Denver, Colorado. You're next, my friend. What's on your mind today, John?
I'll tell you what, this debt limit has me all in a tizzy, but it doesn't matter. The government from the past 10 years has been messing all this up, but it's not because of the debt limit. It's because they're spending too much money on these damn birds. I'm being watched all the time in Denver. I'm looking out my office window now, and I see them looking at me. It's because the damn government spends money on trying to spy on us, trying to convince us that the earth is round, rather than spending it on taking care of its actual people. It's truly right. Unbelievable.
Well, John, just remember one thing. They're not probably looking at you, but I appreciate you calling in, and thank you very much. So don't hang up. The next one is Andrew of Detroit. Thanks for calling. What's in your mind today? Andrew of Detroit, Michigan.
Hey Matt, stop looking at me. If you're out there looking at me being paid by the government, stop looking at me. Second of all, I'm not worried about any of this whole nonsense about a debt limit. I think I remember back in the day when we had a problem like this before, whoever was president said, Social Security will continue to be paid, the military will continue to be paid, blah, 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 blah. And I'm sure Biden is going to do what he needs to do. I'm glad he's not going on his trip, but he's going to do what he needs to do, 14th Amendment or whatever. We're going to be fine. The Republicans will be shut down as they need to be. Have a good day,
well,
Matt.
I hope you're right. I share your enthusiasm, but there's many a slip twixt the cup and the lip. Stephanie of Madison, you're next, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Stephanie?
Hey there. I'll make this real quick. I'm just thinking about what my husband has said. He says, while these people keep voting for him, I would like to agree with the previous caller that all in all, this, you know, we will not go over a cliff. We won't drive the economy into a stone wall. But I'm not so sure because of these crazies, all right? And we've got Craven Kevin McCarthy, who is just so damn desperate to be Speaker of the House. You wonder if some of these folks, they get their Social Security checks suspended or their Medicare not paid. I'm one of those. I get Social Security and Medicare. What is it going to take to wake some of these people up? So that's what I have to say, my friend. And love your show as always. I always learn a lot. Great callers and great host.
Thank you very much, Stephanie. And we're going to take one more caller. And before I call on that caller, remember one thing. One of our callers, I think Andrew of Detroit, said that Medicare and Social Security won't be unpaid. But the corollary of that is they ain't going to be paid in June if we default in June. You'll get the equivalent of an IOU. You'll get the equivalent and the doctors that treat you. And if they're in a small practice somewhere, they can't go too long without income. And you'll get an IOU. It's a fancy IOU. And you'll get it when you get it. Now, some people don't require Social Security to meet their bills that month. Some people are paycheck to paycheck, and going south on Social Security and getting an IOU for 5 months would have devastating consequences. Mark from the SAC, my friend, you're next. What's in your mind today, Mark?
Well, Biden just needs to say, I'm doing the 14th Amendment. Republicans, you may not like it. You took an oath to the Constitution. Part of that Constitution is the 14th Amendment. And part of that is Article 4, Section 4 of that amendment, that you might not like it, but that's what the Constitution says. Pure and simple, that's what it says. And if you don't like it, let's take a look at Section 2 and Section 3. All that say the very same Constitution. You guys have violated that part of the Constitution. You're hereby under arrest. And give them what they're so afraid of, that Biden's going to be this dictatorial thing. Well, maybe it's time for Biden just to say, enough of this crap. There's nothing in the Constitution that says you need to be convicted for the government to enforce those articles of the Constitution. Just arrest them and pitch them in Gitmo. The Democrats.
You're talking about the insurrection.
Control of the Congress.
Yeah, you're talking about the insurrection. Yeah. Okay. Thanks for calling, Mark. Yeah, but let me tell you this. Look, 60% of West Virginia, which is a poorer state than ours, 60% of the people in West Virginia who are in Social Security depend on it completely or largely for their monthly bills. 60%. And it's not that high in this state, but there's a lot of people in this state who need their Social Security check every month. And there's a lot of lawyers. Not everybody's going to the Mayo Clinic where they can defer their compensation for a while in terms of revenue to the clinic. But, you may be going to a family doctor. You may be going to somebody in a small practice somewhere, and suddenly he's going to get an IOU, or she. Well, she shouldn't have to get an IOU. It should be paid in the normal course. And my message to these Republican congressmen here who won't get involved with a discharge petition, let me tell you something. I don't want to hear Van Orden and Gallagher go, oh, we're for the military. You stick a knife in the Navy's back when you say that you're going to cut funding for their submarines. Nuclear submarines are the biggest deterrent in our triad. And our triad, of course, are bombers and then ICBMs, but the other two. But the nuclear submarines, we cannot demoralize. And then you have this Tuberville down in Alabama is blocking any flag officer promotion. The Republican Party is sticking a knife in our military's back right when we're standing up to the Chi-Coms and the Commie Ruskies, and I am tired of it. All right, we're going to a break. The lines are still live. We've got more calls. I see you. Do not hang up. I will get back to you right after the break, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love. I'm all shook up. Ooh. Yeah.
Sometimes the truth hurts, but in a good way.
That's all you had to say.
This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. NASA says a huge asteroid bigger than the Statue of Liberty is set to whiz by Earth in a few minutes. CBS's Stacy Lynn.
A massive asteroid will zoom past the planet today, coming within 3.4 million miles from Earth. Yes, it may sound far away, but in NASA standards, that's classified as a near-Earth approach.
President Biden's warning Americans about missing the debt ceiling deadline.
America cannot default on its debt. If we're to do that, it'll be catastrophic. It'll be devastating for America and, quite frankly, the whole world. It'll be a recession.
He's meeting with congressional leaders now to hash out an agreement. And a new study shows that black people are dying at disproportionately higher rates than white people. Yale professor Dr. Cesar Caraballo.
The black population has had lower income, lower education, and all of that ultimately contributes to higher barriers to get a healthy life.
CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
Continue the conversation online. Find and follow Civic Media on Facebook and on Twitter.
Democracy doesn't have to be boring. Founded by revolutionary German exiles in 1853, the Milwaukee Turners at Turner Hall offer gymnastics, rock climbing, yoga, meaningful forums, training, and countless ways to have fun and matter to Milwaukee. Whether you hang upside down or hang out, they've got you covered. Membership is only $35 a year. Be a part of Milwaukee's past, present, and future. Visit them at MilwaukeeTurners.org. That's MilwaukeeTurners.org. Or find them on Facebook or Instagram.
North Shore Healthcare is hiring. As the largest provider of post-acute care in Wisconsin, they offer skilled nursing and assisted living services, as well as home health and hospice care through North Shore at Home. They're looking for compassionate individuals who want to make a difference in the lives of those they serve. If you're a CNA, licensed nurse, administrator, or business professional and want to grow your career, visit nshorehc.com/careers to find out why North Shore Healthcare is the right choice for you.
We're all familiar with the three whats. What is it? What can it do for me? And what does it cost? At Country Financial, we can help you find the answers with insurance coverage to help protect what's most important to you, all at a price you can afford. So while you're juggling work and kids while trying to keep an eye on your future, we'll make sure we're one of the first ones there when you need us most. What should you do next? Call Matthew Holbrook, your Country Financial representative, at 414-332-2137 and chat about your insurance needs today. 414-332-2137.
UPS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I'm going right to the lines. Do not hang up. I'm taking you in order. There's three of you right now. I will get to all of you right away. Don't hang up. First one is Northwoods Terry, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Northwoods Terry?
Yeah, Matt. I saw or heard a poll that was 39%, I believe, would blame the Republicans, and 36 would blame Joel Biden, the president, and the other 25, whatever it is, didn't have an opinion one way or another. So that's troubling to me, Matt. I don't know what you think about that. That's very troubling.
Right.
So that's all I got, Matt.
Yeah, no, that's an excellent, valuable stat to know. What they're trying to do, there are about, 30 Republicans that reported to want to go nuclear on this thing no matter what. They want to shut the government down. And even if you can, there's at least five or 10 of them, the Freedom Caucus, because they think it'll kill Biden. That's it. They don't care about the United States. That's why you have guys like Van Orden, you have guys like Gallagher and the rest. If they don't go along with this thing and they stab our military, they stab our Social Security and our Medicare doctors, you know, just deferring their payments. That's exactly, you just put your finger on why people are doing this. You just put your finger on it. And in my view, it's treason. It is treason. Okay, next up in order is Tom of McFarland, my friend. Thanks for calling, Tom. What's in your mind today?
Hi, Matt. Thanks for taking my call. And, you know, again, I've always said that Democrats are great at governance, but they're lousy at politics. And I think that this is a great example of that. I know that it's usually not done to start doing campaign advertising during the off year, but if I was the DNC, I would start blanketing the airwaves of red states like West Virginia, when you mentioned the majority of them are on Social Security. Well, look at how Republicans spin Social Security as an entitlement and how you are just a taker from the government. The people in West Virginia don't see themselves that way. When they think of people that are on quote-unquote entitlements, they're talking about urban city individuals, not the three independent folk that are living up in Virginia. So just have the Democrats start explaining to the people in Virginia that the reason why your check is going to be cut is because of the Republicans in your state feel that you don't deserve that money. I'm not sure why the DNC isn't taking that message out there, just putting it right out there. Like, we want to fight for you, but the Republicans, they don't seem to feel that you deserve that check. Talk to your representative about that if you disagree, because, you know, we're at an impasse with them. Thank you.
Yeah, excellent comments. And, you know, Ron Johnson has called Social Security a Ponzi scheme twice, most recently on April 24th. It's not a Ponzi scheme. People paid into it. It's not an entitlement. People paid into it. These people in West Virginia and in our state paid into it. And they're going to be given an IOU till what, October? There's a lot of people can't go June to October without a Social Security check. Simple as that. And there's a lot of doctors in small practices that can't give up that revenue either for 6 months or five, whatever it is. Next up is Jack of Merrimack. Thanks for calling, Jack. What's on your mind today? Jack of Merrimack. Thanks a lot for calling. What's on your mind today, Jack?
Can you hear me yet?
I sure can, Jack. Yeah, what's up?
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. First of all, McCarthy and almost all these Republicans that are holding up voting for this were in Congress when the Trump administration ran up well over 20% of our current federal debt. They voted for all that stuff. They gave $2 trillion away to the richest people in form of permanent tax cuts and to rich corporations. So it's pretty disingenuous of them. Secondly, if we're going to cut anything, and I'm going to disagree with you a bit on this, we need to look at the defense budget, and here's why. In 2017, if my figures are correct, $160 billion was poured into that budget that the Pentagon did not even ask for, and every single budget since, they put in $20 to $40 billion more that the Pentagon didn't ask for. We need to see where that money went, and we need to stop doing that. I think that's about all I have to add at this point.
Thanks. Thank you, Jack. Yeah, I appreciate it. Let me say two things. One is, of course, the Republicans are hypocritical. Remember in Trump's CNN deal, the host said, well, they raised the debt limit three times when you were president. And he said, yeah, that's when I was president. But the Democrats president, we're not going to do it. Yeah, it's hypocrisy. These people live and breathe hypocrisy. Listen, they breathe chlorine and they feast on human hearts. I mean, you know, this isn't human. Yeah, they are hypocritical. On the defense thing, though, I'm going to tell you something. When I was in the Navy early 70s, the chief of naval operations, a guy named Elmo Zumwalt, great CNO. And we used to get what were called Z-grams, and the Navy's objective back then was a 400-ship Navy. We dipped down to about a 290-ship Navy. We got to get it up there. And frankly, with the Chaikoms and the Ruskies, and you know, you have the Iranians and you have the Norks and all these kind of people, we got to control the South China Sea. We can't let the Chinese, communist Chinese, do it. And so submarines are very expensive. So I'm sympathetic to your desires, but I got to tell you, we need a strong defense because 90% of the world outside of the West is autocratic and quite frankly, destructive of democracy. We got to stand up for ourselves. Thanks for calling. Appreciate it. Karina of Milwaukee, you're next. Thanks for calling. Karina, what's in your mind today?
I will be a little bit off the topic, and if it's disrupting your plans, just let me know. What happened with the mercy law?
With what?
What happened with mercy law in the Wisconsin State Court?
Okay, we're going to get that in a different segment, Karina. Thank you for calling. That's Marcy's Law, and I will explain that that was a constitutional amendment that gave victims some rights. It was based on the poor woman who was murdered, and I'll address that some other time, hopefully in this go-around after we talk about the budget. Thank you so much for calling, Karina. Tom of West Allis, you're next. What's in your mind today, Tom?
I need to make it quick. I really hope and wish that the Democrats, all of them, would start standing up, doing advertising, commercials, radio, something, all pitting all this debt thing on the Republicans. Because you know that the Republicans are going to find a way to spin it on us, that we wouldn't negotiate with them, and therefore that's why no one's getting their Social Security checks. And I really, you know, I know the Democrats are horrible at messaging, but this is a message that really needs to go out.
Excellent point. And, you know, that really hit something that one of the previous callers pointed out. I think it was Terry in the Northwoods, that in polls, if we default and if people get IOUs for their Social Security checks and small town doctors start to get IOUs for their Medicare bills, if that happens, it looks pretty well split on whether everybody will blame Biden or the Republicans. And that is very concerning because that is what the Republicans are trying to do. Trump in his CNN deal the other day, they said to him, hey, wait a minute. We raised the debt limit, I think it was three times, and you were president. And by the way, he did put on almost $8 trillion, 7-point-something trillion in debt. That's what we did under him. And we paid off all those bonds. And the Democrats never interfered. And he said, yeah, but that was when I was president. Now with Biden, it's a different story. The different story is, they have made an equation, the calculus, that they can do this, stick a knife in the United States, stick a knife in our Navy, stick a knife in our foreign policy. If you think that the Chinese and the Russians aren't watching us, you're crazy. You know they're watching us. We are now paying 5.5% on 90-day treasuries when we should have been paying 0.9% or 1%. It's tens of billions in interest that is totally unnecessary. So, Tom, I'm with you. And I think Tom McFarland said the same thing. We're bad on messaging. It has to get out there. But the polls right now, according to one of the callers, says that roughly half the people will blame Biden and the other half will blame the Republicans. But and Trump, remember, Trump is their brain like a jackass going, let's default, let's default. That's Trump. And he is the unofficial head of the Republican Party right now, the front runner for the nomination and all that. And they will try to stick it to Biden. So stand by. It's a very, very, very concerning thing. And that's why we're raising it right now. Next one is Jean of Eau Claire, my friend. Thanks for calling, Jean. What's in your mind today?
Great show. Love all your callers. I love their voices, and they need to let them be heard more often and frequently. And also, everybody, please call your local television stations and say, why are you not reporting on who in our state is not supporting raising the debt limit to pay for the debts? Use your voice, be nice, and say, public needs to know this information so we can make good decisions in the future, and that is your job. and then say, if you're not going to start publishing what's going on, you know, in our state and the people involved in our state, in our federal government, so we get the truth, we're going to turn you off for a while. So that's my opinion. I've already did it. Come on, join me in it, because they need to hear from us that we need this information. Thank you, Matt. Keep up the great work. Bye.
Yeah, thanks an awful lot, Jean. Yeah, and let me get back to this, the question of the debt limit. Right now, as we speak, they were set to meet at 3 p.m. Eastern. It's 2 p.m. Central. They stayed on schedule. Right now, they have been meeting for an hour and 45 minutes. So we'll see tonight what they came up with. But one thing you have got to understand, the Republicans will deliberately injure the United States to stay in power by tricking people into thinking this is Biden. Biden said, look, I'll negotiate on the future budget on all this stuff. It's going to be a tough negotiation. But we've already sold the bonds. We've already sold the bonds. They have a legal right to be paid. Now, if a bondholder wanted to sue the United States, they'd win. But you're not going to have, you know, 100 million suits from everybody in a 401k who has a couple of bonds. This isn't right, what's going on. It's not right. It's contradicted by the Constitution. Yes, Biden can invoke the 14th Amendment, but if and when he does, there's still going to be a residual uneasiness on foreign investors and the markets around the world, that if we had to do that, the United States, a house divided itself, cannot stand, and you're going to encourage the Chinese and the Russians. Dick of Madison, my friend, thanks for calling Western Mind Day, Dick.
I'm convinced Biden would do the 14th Amendment if push comes to shove. Perfect example of it. Right now, it kind of ties in. It's financial, what's happening in Israel right now because of what Netanyahu's been up to over there. He's killing their economy, literally. And he's not really directly going after it, but this would kill our economy. And I'm telling you, the guy already told him where, you know, the bear in the buckwheat. I'm positive that he will invoke the 14th Amendment if it's needed. Now, I know that's not the real route we want to go, but he's not going to sit here and watch this just melt down. I don't believe it.
Okay. Well, let me respond to that a little bit. Yellen came out and said that we shouldn't do the 14th Amendment. I'm hoping that Biden told her to do that and she's not freelancing, and that that's part of his strategy for some reason, but he has intimated that he might. And I am hopeful that he would at the last minute. I don't see a comparison. You know, I do not think that Netanyahu or anybody else is tanking the Israeli economy. I think the Israeli economy is strong. It's a tremendous tech-oriented economy, and it's a very, very strong economy. And quite frankly, what we need is more Arab and Muslim countries joining the Abraham Accords. I'm very tired about a whole part of the world trying to gang up on one country with, 9 million people. And all they want is peace. I'm very tired of that. And I think that our support for Israel is going to continue very strong. Netanyahu may be a leader that people think is too much to the right and all that business. Okay. But it has nothing to do with Israel itself. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
And the tears that I cried for that woman are going to flood you, big river. And I'm gonna sit right here until I die. And I'm gonna sit right here until I die.
Feeling down, anxious, depressed? You are not alone. According to the World Health Organization, approximately 280 million people have depression, but the majority never receive treatment. At WellPoint Care Network, they can help. Their outpatient clinic staff are both qualified and caring, not to mention highly trained in partnering with you on your healing journey. Make an appointment today at wellpointcare.org. They serve all ages, infants, children, and adults. Both in-person and virtual services are available. Learn more at wellpointcare.org.
Have fun on the lake this summer. Treat yourself and find the watercraft you want at Action Boathouse Showroom just south of 59 on 164 in Waukesha. Check out the fun and versatile Sea-Doo Switch with its powerful Rotex Gen engine. Action Boathouse Showroom also has a selection of luxury fishing boats or pontoon boats from seven top USA manufacturers. The team at Action Boathouse Showroom is excited to help you launch into the sun this season and onto the lake. Action Boathouse Showroom, just north of 59 on 164 in Waukesha.
One call can do it all. Your business's message can be broadcast across the entire state of Wisconsin through the Civic Media Network of stations, or we can focus the campaign in your hometown. We have the flexibility. You have the control. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
You are never far away from your favorite local radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app, and we invite you to get social with us by following our network's Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook pages. Want even more? CivicMedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Lowest level off around 40 tonight, under mainly clear skies. Winds out of the northeast, 10 to 15 miles an hour. Daytime highs approaching 60. Tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Partly cloudy tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 41. Mainly clear skies Thursday, with highs in the low 70s. Chance for scattered rain showers Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 75.
Yesterday.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Want to get to another topic, and I'll tell you what it is. We just had, in my judgment, a fraudulent report come out from this John Durham. Trump affectionately calls him Bull Durham. Let me give you the background. Let me give you why it's fraudulent. John Durham was a federal prosecutor. He was a conservative pro-Trump federal prosecutor, and Bill Barr appointed him as a special counsel, special investigator into the FBI investigation of Trump being manipulated by the Russians. And they were trying to do it to somehow clear Trump's reputation on this. So this guy, this clown Durham, comes out with this report. And I remember something. This thing has been going on for 4 years. There have been 490 interviews, 1 million documents, 1 million documents, two prosecutions that both resulted in acquittals. There was one FBI agent who submitted an affidavit to the FISA court. That's the court that approves things like wiretaps and things like subpoenas and so forth for these terrorist things. And the court said that he didn't give full information. And so this guy, and this had nothing to do with Bull Durham here, because the guy just pled. And the judge said, next time do an affidavit and give us fuller information. That was it. That was it. So Durham comes out with this thing and he goes, well, it was wrong of the FBI to even think about investigating Trump and Russia. That what they should have done is started a PI, that's a preliminary investigation, rather than FI, a full investigation. And of course, they would have seen that there was nothing there with a preliminary investigation. This is all bull. The difference between a preliminary investigation and a full investigation is simply length of duration and what kind of things you can look at. Well, here, let me give you a brief idea of what they were looking at, okay? Trump had real estate deals with Russia. He was funded by Russia. Paul Manafort, his campaign chairman, was hired by the Russians to represent pro-Russian candidates in other countries, including Ukraine. Mike Flynn, his security advisor, got $45,000 as a fee to give one speech in Russia, and he was seated next to Vladimir Putin. Carter Page, another Trump guy, was meeting with Russian intelligence. The Steele dossier came out. The Steele was a British spy who issued this dossier that said that Trump had been in a Moscow hotel room, had exceedingly perverted sexual tastes with women he thought were prostitutes. In fact, they were KGB agents and they had him on tape. And that he had certain, that there were certain other meetings. In 2016, there was a meeting in Trump Tower where they discussed the Russians were offered to give him dirt on Clinton. This happened right after the Ruskies hacked into Clinton's emails. Now, this is also, Trump is on TV. You saw it in one of the debates saying, Russia, if you're listening, try to find Hillary's emails. Russia, okay? Okay. And in the Mueller report, he documented 10 cases of obstruction of the Mueller investigation. And the clown Durham, Bull Durham, he's Bull more than your Durham, rhymes with sit right after Bull. Bull Durham goes, that's nothing. That's nothing. It was wrong for the FBI even to investigate it. Trump didn't have anything to do with Russia. Trump can't spell Russia. Nobody here ever does chickens, boss. And this clown, the goatee and the sneaky eyes, this clown comes out with that kind of report? I don't think so. What they're doing it is to try to junk things up for the 2024 election so Trump can go around and say, I never heard of Russia. Don't know anything about Russia. Russia? Who? Russia? Remember, Manafort took money from Russia and he was campaign chairman. They altered the Republican platform. They altered it. They altered it in 2016 to be pro-Russian and take away bad stuff for the Russians on Ukraine. All right, we have one more caller, Dennis of Barrington, Illinois. Thanks for calling us your mind today, Dennis.
Hey, good afternoon. I had to call and tell you that I live down here in Barrington, and several weeks ago I was talking to friends, and I said, you know, I'd really like to listen to the other side of what's going on the political, you know, side. And all the stations, it seems like a lot of them do all the Republican stuff. So someone said, hey, check out this station. My son, who lives in Wisconsin in Kenosha County, who listens to you all the day, said, give this a try. So I haven't missed a show in the last 3 weeks for me. So very enjoyable, very, very informative to me. And the reason I called, if I could ask, is the one thing that sticks out in my mind was some time ago when Nancy Pelosi went overseas. Do you remember that, to Korea to visit? And there was such a stink made about that. About
Taiwan,
going there,
yeah,
and
right,
how it,
right.
You remember that? And then,
yes, I do.
And then months later, the Republican House Speaker meets with the South Korean. Nothing said about that when they said, well, they should never be meeting with them under those circumstances. And then he turns around and meets them like it's okay for them to do it, but not for Pelosi to do it. So that kind of stuck out with me. And then secondly, my son, like I said, and grandkids, they live in Wisconsin, Kenosha County, and they can't understand in your state up there that there's a big, from what they're telling you, a big surplus of money, but yet the Republican-controlled, whatever it is, state legislature will not release any monies that a Democrat will just common sense say, hey, we need some money for what, the veterans, this and that. And they hold all the money. So I didn't understand that either when there's, I thought he said there's a $7 billion surplus, something like that. Is that correct?
That's correct. Yeah. You know, you're raising two terrific issues. Unfortunately, we have a minute to go before I have to end the show. So I'm going to, I made a note of this and I may talk about this tomorrow. And feel free to call at any time. I really appreciate your listening. Two things. Nancy Pelosi went to Taiwan and met with the Taiwanese. The Chinese didn't like it. Kevin McCarthy met with them in California. I think both of them were great. And Kevin McCarthy did California to try to ease the pressure on China. I think that was terrific, absolutely terrific. Secondly, there is a budget surplus of billions of dollars in this state. It is true we have a gerrymandered Republican legislature that is obstructing. Talk about that in the future. Dennis, I really appreciate your calling. Thanks very much. Coming to the end of the show. Great show. Great callers as always. Matt Flynn Direct will be back same time, same place tomorrow. Signing off for today.
I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe.
This is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Moving Day, a walk for Parkinson's, is happening around the country. Together we can unite in the fight against Parkinson's disease in a safe but exciting and fun way. So let's get moving. Join the Parkinson's Foundation to learn more and register at movingdaywalk.org.
You're listening to The Shaw. WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Don't let biased algorithms or degrees